Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity. This is your girl, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all get your day started with some positive vibes and good energy. When this year started, I was hit with this feeling like all the things that I've been praying for were going to be mine. Like there was something that I desired or asked for that wasn't going to be in my reach. I remember on New Year's morning when I went to take the dogs out for their morning walk, and I was just standing there with just this feeling of lightness. Like all the things that I had been worrying about and praying to God about had been lifted off my shoulders. And I remember saying to myself that this year God is going to give me all the things that I've been asking for. Now, I didn't say it at the time, but for the first time in a long time, I felt like this was going to be my year. Since that day, I've been seeing signs pointing in the direction of me getting one of those prayers answered. But me being me and being human, I did allow myself and my own thoughts of doubt and worry to interfere with the process. And when I do that, I get this feeling like I'm stuck and I don't know what to do to move forward. I spoke on it before about how putting a plan together when it comes to having goals that we're trying to reach. But for some reason lately, I've been having a hard time getting back to those fundamentals and staying on track. A lot of times I see how people, myself included, want to get to the finish line so fast that we don't want to acknowledge what it actually takes to get there. We want to skip some of those steps and ignore some of the major but minor parts it takes in order to successfully achieve whatever it is we're trying to do. Sometimes we get so far ahead of ourselves that we have to take a moment to stop and check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. When I did just that, I realized that I can't get those things that I've been praying for by trying to fast track the process and do things the way I want to do them just because I want it now. There's a reason why they say that he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Sometimes there's a reason why we're not where we want to be. There may be some reason that we may not see that God is not putting us in a position to get what it is we want. We have to ask ourselves sometimes, are we truly ready? I'm a firm believer that God isn't going to bless you with something just to take it away from you. He's not going to get you all hyped up for that new car or house just for you to be stuck trying to figure out how you're going to keep it. Today, I want to dive into the topic that I know we all struggle with at some point, and that's patience. More specifically, how to be patient when it comes to reaching our goals. And look, y'all know I get it. We live in a fast-paced world where we want results right then and right now. Whether it's building a business, getting our dream job, working on our fitness goals, or even our personal growth. We want to see progress immediately. But real, lasting success takes time. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 says, "Let us not get tired of doing good, because in time we'll have a harvest if we don't give up." If we take a moment to think about some of the most successful people in the world, none of them got where they are overnight. It took years of effort, failures, adjustments, and patience for them to reach their goals. Patience is what allows us to stay committed, even when things aren't moving as fast as we'd like them to. Patience can help prevent burnout and helps us develop resilience and gives us the space to actually enjoy the journey instead of obsessing over the destination. There's a quote I like to think of when I have to remember to be patient. The day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. We have to give ourselves grace and understanding that just because we don't see immediate results doesn't mean we aren't making progress. There's a season for everything and a time for every matter. So if it's not happening yet, maybe it's just not the right season, and that's okay. So how do we work on developing patience? First, break your goals down into smaller steps. One of the biggest reasons we get impatient is because we're looking at the big goal and feeling overwhelmed. Instead, break it down into smaller, more achievable steps. Celebrate those many wins. If your goal is to write a book, focus on completing one chapter at a time. Second, embrace the waiting period. Instead of getting frustrated when things aren't moving fast enough, we have to shift our mindset. Use the waiting period to learn, to grow, and refine our skills. Trust that delays are often redirections, setting you up for something even better. Third, practice gratitude for the present moment. Sometimes we're so focused on the future that we forget to appreciate where we are right now. Take a moment each day to reflect on how far you've already come. Write down three things you're grateful for in your journey. Fourth, reframe setbacks as lessons. Patience isn't just about waiting, it's about how you wait. Instead of seeing obstacles as failures, view them as opportunities to grow. Maybe that job rejection is leading you to a better position. Maybe that delay in your business is giving you time to refine your strategy. Four, trust the process. Remind yourself that everything is unfolding in its own perfect timing. You don't need to rush. You just need to stay consistent. Keep showing up, keep putting in the effort, and trust that your work is not in vain. Proverbs chapter 16 and 9 says, "People plan their path, but the Lord secures their steps." This reminds us that we can plan all we want, but God's timing is always perfect timing. You ever feel like you're on the brink of something great happening in your life, but just don't know how to get to that point? I know what you're thinking. Tay, that's all great, but how do I stay patient when it feels like nothing is happening? I got you. First things first, find a role model. Look at someone who has achieved what you're looking to work towards. Study their journey. See how long it took them. And that could remind you that success doesn't happen instantly. Second, keep a progress journal. Every week, write down one thing that you did that moved you closer to your goal. Even if it's something small, it matters. Seeing those little wins add up can help you stay motivated. Also, you need to surround yourself with encouragement. Follow people who inspire you. Listen to uplifting podcasts like this one and create an environment that reminds you why you started. Rest, but don't quit. Patience doesn't mean pushing yourself into exhaustion. It's okay to take breaks so that you can recharge and come back stronger. But don't let frustration make you quit. And most importantly, believe in yourself. You will get there, even if it takes longer than expected. Before we close, I want you to repeat this affirmation with me. I trust the timing of my life. I'm patient, persistent, and preparing for every opportunity that comes my way. What is meant for me will never pass me by. I hope this gave you some encouragement to embrace patience and trust your journey. Remember, success is not about how fast you get there. It's about staying consistent and believing in yourself no matter what. If today's episode spoke to you, share it with a friend who might need to hear this message today. And as always, keep shining, keep striving, keep trusting the process. Until next time, I'll catch you next week. Until then, stay positive, stay patient. This is your girl, Tay, and always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.